Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the PNB National Finance Committee. Today is Tuesday, July 12th, and we are meeting at 5:33 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:33 p.m. Eastern Time. Our Paul Martin is the secretary of this committee, and my name is Tracy Rosenberg, and I'm the chair. Our Paul, could you start by calling the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Campbell Johnson. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Wipperman. LaVarne Williams.
She's ill, and I doubt if she's going to be on. I haven't seen anything from her that would indicate she is.
Okay. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's a quorum.
And then not a voting member, but Arlene is here.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we have a draft agenda that was sent out at 12:34 this afternoon, Pacific time. Is there anyone who needs a copy of that, or should I read it out loud?
The agenda?
Yeah. The draft agenda.
If it's not too long, could you please read it?
I'd like a copy. It's Campbell.
Okay. It went out on the listserv, as I said, 12:34 Pacific time, 3:34 Eastern time. I'm now going to go ahead and forward it.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me
get on
to National Finance Committee. Yeah. So it should be in everybody's hands pretty soon. In the meantime, let me go ahead and read it out loud. It's not that complicated. The plan was to start with approving the draft agenda. Then we were going to approve the minutes of the June 28th meeting and also the minutes of May 24th that we have postponed lots and lots of times, and we are postponing no more. We were going to approve or modify the archives divisional budget, which was sent to us some days ago. Item four was to address some questions regarding credit card and credit card processing that Bill Crozier had brought up for the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Number five was our usual budget updates from all the signal areas. Number six was a nine-month financials outlook. I don't think that we're going to get that since the CFO is not here, so I'm going to suggest striking item six. We then plan to go to a brief closed session, and we will discuss the agenda in closed session for that. So with the modification of striking the nine-month financials outlook, unless Arlene feels confident to talk about the nine-month financials.
We don't even have them completed yet, I don't believe.
Okay, so much for that. So with the option of striking item six, that leaves five items left. How do people feel about the draft agenda?
This is Ken. Just a point of information, is the PRA budget available on the Yahoo group?
No, it is not, and I apologize for that.
LaVarne sent it this afternoon.
LaVarne sent it this afternoon, that's correct. She also, I believe, posted it with WBAI's draft budget 2 weeks ago during the Finance Committee meeting that we had then. And then she reposted it this afternoon at my request. But it was
When you say posted, you mean what?
Sent by email to National Finance Committee at yahoogroups.com. I don't believe she posted it. I believe she emailed it to all the members.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy to go ahead and post the document while we're talking. Any other comments or questions about the agenda? Any motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. This is Bruce.
Any objections? Okay. So that brings us to approving our two sets of minutes. Well, I guess three sets of minutes because we have open and closed from June 28th, don't we? And we will need to do the closed session minutes in closed session. For now, we have the June 28th open session minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review those?
Well, I know I've reviewed them.
I think I saw one misspelled word, and now I can't find it. It was a real minor typo.
Okay. Do you want to take a second to look for it? Or, of course, you can always submit the correction later on if it's a typo. It won't throw anything
at you. Yeah, we can always submit it later. That's okay.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 20th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any objections? Okay. The open session minutes of June 28th are hereby approved. We then move to the minutes of May 24th, which we postponed several times. I believe it was Kim Kaufman who wanted to address those. So, Kim, I'm going to ask you if your concerns have been addressed or if you want to raise them at this time.
No, I started it once again, and I did not finish it. So you can approve it, and I'll just submit it as an addendum because they're not correct by any means. And, you know, what can I say? I didn't do it.
Okay.
But
well, thank you.
I will
you
do
for-
it. I will do it because I think it's important, and I can submit them after.
Yes, just to be clear, minutes, whether approved or not, can always be updated. And that said, we did have an agreement after postponing them for three consecutive meetings.
Oh, I think it was only that was the first meeting that it came up last time.
Oh, you're right, both meetings in June, but after postponing it twice, that we would move ahead in
some
way.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but I will do it, and I will get it on there, and I did not do it.
Okay. Then we look forward to getting it whenever we get it. In the meantime, is there a motion to approve the minutes for now as written from May 24th?
Jim, motion to approve.
Okay. Any objections above and beyond Kim's changes that will come to us eventually? Okay. The minutes of May 24th are hereby approved by the committee. Okay, so that brings us to the Archives Divisional Budget. We have been asked to approve or modify it at this point. I thought we would be kicking it over to the PNB for the meeting on the 14th. As it turns out, there is no meeting on the 14th, so we will not be forwarding this to the PNB until July 27th. We would not be able to. Obviously, if people have more time to look at it rather than less, that would be good. But I just wanted to let people know that the soonest that the PNB will be able to look at whatever we do tonight will be July 27th. That said, I think it would be great if we could approve or, you know, take action on this budget. But we have a bit more time than we used to. So I'm hoping... With LeVar not here, I'm not quite clear who's going to sort of present this budget and talk us through it. Arlene, are you prepared to do that at all, or is
I'm
that
not.
Offline?
Sorry.
I'm sorry?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't we open it up, and my guess is that we're going to have questions and answers that no one is going to be able to answer. So that may be kind of an awkward way to go through a budget approval process.
Yeah.
Yes, Bill? Yeah? Someone wanted to talk?
Well, yeah, Tracy, this is Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Was someone from the PRA supposed to be here tonight to go over the budget with us?
They were not. From what I was told, LeVarne Wood was prepared to present the archives budget. So I did not go through a process of inviting Brian DeShazer. We certainly could for the next meeting if people feel that that's the way that they want to do it. Yes, you joined us?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Barbara signing on. I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay, Barbara. Welcome.
We were at another meeting here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to suggest that we take a look at the archives budget as a group and at least solicit feedback, input, questions. If there are more questions than if there are questions that need to be answered, obviously it's going to have to kick over to the next meeting. But I think that it would be good to get people's basic impressions and whatever questions they have.
Okay, Ken,
that would be a reasonable
and Bill.
Yeah.
And Kim.
Okay, Bill.
Okay.
Well, one of the things I didn't see was the actual, the FY 11 budget and the actuals from the previous year. That would be helpful for comparison, unless I'm not looking the right places, but I thought I looked at all the tabs.
Okay, well, let's get it open and see what we've got. Kim?
I can't open it. That's my problem. I'm at the Yahoo site. If somebody can send it to me, I should be able to open it, but...
Okay, I'll send it to you right now.
Thank you.
Can I send it to you on the National Finance Group thing, or do I have to send it to you privately?
Either way, I don't care.
Okay. Let me do both.
Well, Warren sent it this afternoon to the National Finance List.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sending it again right now. So let me go ahead and do that. And I have it as a .xls, not the...
Ken is on the stack.
Could you tell us the file name?
Copy of PRA underscore FY 2012 preliminary budget template .xls.
Ken on the stack.
Oh.
It's coming now via email. Just a second. I heard you. Okay, Kim, so it's on the way.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Ken?
So my question is this coming from the unit or from the CFO? That's the first question. And I'm not familiar with their, I don't have a history of knowing. It's the first time I've seen your budget, but it looks like all of their income comes in December, essentially, 98% of it, like.
Okay.
And then the rest of the month.
The budget is coming from the staff of the archives department with basically CFO approval or the feeling that it was ready to go to the finance committee. What LaVarne's feelings are about the budget and its pros and cons, she's not here to present, and I don't want to speak for her.
In terms of Ken's question, I can answer that one.
Mm-hmm.
That is that their major fundraiser is in November. That's when they do their once-a-year on-air fundraising. And so a big piece of their funding does come in December.
Okay, so let's take a look at this. We've got a budget FY 2012. We've got a projected cash flow. We've got a reconciliation budget cash flow. We've got central services fees broken out. We've got listener support projections. We've got pledges. We've got a credit card. We've got an EFTF projection, which is basically nothing. So basically, what's missing here, or what we don't have, is we don't have a comparison to the 2011 documents. We do have an assumptions page that talks about the November fund drive, salaries, payroll taxes, health insurance, Guardian, historical data for projecting average monthly costs. There's some helpful items in the assumptions, but we don't have a head-to-head with the 2011 budget figures, although probably that spreadsheet exists somewhere and can be found. It would probably be helpful to have that for a head-to-head discussion.
And audited 2010 figures would be helpful, too.
Yes. So
we actually probably have those on other spreadsheets we've gotten,
but they're not in front of our face.
Right.
I think it would be, if they were in front of our face. Not that we can't do a comparison, but to have everybody do that simultaneously is difficult.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Ms. Campbell, I have a question. I notice in grants income that's a total of $13,000 for the fiscal year. I was wondering what had occurred with prior year's grants income. I remember that there was some national or some, let's say, federal government income that was anticipated as a result of some work that our president of the PRA was doing with the government the year before. Can anyone respond on that?
Arlene?
I am. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm with that. What happened is they had been actually even given written assurance, not assurance, but close to assurance that they were going to be getting a particular grant this year that we were counting on. And then when the federal government went in and slashed budgets all over the place, they cut the funding agency badly at the same time that they cut PTFP completely. Mm. May have even been a little earlier, but it was approximately the same time. There had been delays before that, and the long and short of it is that the grant did not get funded, even though we had already begun some work on it. It was... And it's necessary work for the archives, but still, it's put us in a bit of a bind with the financing for the archives. They're in the process of submitting a grant request right now, which looks like it's even more certain. But we're certainly not putting it into the budget until we actually begin to see the money.
Okay. Mask follow-up
question.
Everyone
had been awarded, but it just was after the feds went in and slashed the budgets.
Sure.
The money hadn't been sent, and they retracted.
Yes. Madam Chair, I ask follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Arlene, now I don't know particularly what the grant, I don't recall right offhand what the grant was specifically focused on, but is there any likelihood of identifying a non-governmental resource that may be interested in advancing that work?
We're working on some of those, too, and we have gotten a couple of very nice things, but they're more in kind than they are dollars that are going to be coming in. There's a foundation an organization in San Francisco that has done a little bit of work with the archives in the past, and we've signed an agreement with them, and they're going to be actually doing the work on a considerable digitalizing a nice portion of news items from our collection in exchange for being able to, with full credit to Pacifica, being able to make them available to people that are doing research and making films and whatever and whatever. It's a real nice exchange because that's the kind of thing that we do all the time, and it's giving us added exposure.
Mm-hmm.
We've also signed a very small project with the youth radio in Oakland, and they're developing an app where they will be offering some, I believe they're 15-second, maybe they're 15 to 30-second snippets of items from our archives that the archive staff put together for them. It's kind of a combined whatever, but it's, again, going to give us some added exposure, but it's not dollars flowing into the coffers.
Okay.
Believe me, we are looking for other places, you know, that might also turn out to be dollars.
That's what I was just going to make
mention. We're on a search.
Of if maybe this
could be...
The problem
is we could use a lot more people to help search.
Well, this is... You must be reading my mind. I was going to say that if we have in mind the kinds of, you could say, products or opportunities that we have to offer through this, then that might, you know, and share this with our PM, you know, with our board members. I think that this may give someone an opportunity to identify the XYZ Foundation in such and so area, or maybe some news outlet other than News for the World that may be interested in providing an opportunity, or see where there can be a, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours type of proposition, and we can, in a sense, be saving, you know, archival material that I know is
exactly.
You know,
and we've done a couple of other things. One was when the one grant completely fell through, we were turned on to another grant that looked like it would be an even bigger chunk, and looked like, although we were past the deadline, they were going to let us submit. But when we started to deal with it, what it turned out was that they normally deal with print. They had no sense of what it takes for audio, and there was no way that they could jump on board and approve something that made any sense. And so we pulled back after starting to work on that grant, because it was going to cost us quite a bit of money in order to get ready and get it in there and file for it. The one that is being worked on right now is for an area of history that we have that there's been no funding for in the past. You know, they've funded a lot of things with civil rights and some other things, but not in this particular area with anyone. And so the funding agency is pretty excited about what we have suggested. So we're real hopeful that that's going to come through, and we've been given a lot of real positive feedback on this one. That's one of the advantages we do have, is that Brian has become one of the authorities in the country on audio archives, and so he's highly respected, and particularly by the folks that are involved at all in some of these projects in Washington. So that's a good thing.
If I might just ask.
Campbell,
sure, I know you want to go forward, but if
we be on the staff. We can come back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Who else was on the stack?
Ken to the stack again.
Okay, Ken. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to put on myself, then we'll go back to Campbell. Ken?
On the assumptions page, line 62 through 64, no, I'm wrong with about the number. I saw an increase in health care I'm sorry, 69 through 71. Increase of health care for Kaiser and United Healthcare. Is that kind of an increase going to apply to all of the stations or all the business units? It says KPFK and PRA and then KPFA and National Office. You see that on the assumptions page, line 69, 70, and 71.
I'm trying to find the assumptions page. Oh, there we go.
It's to your left, far left.
Yeah. I just found it, yeah.
It's actually identifying the units there. So it looks like 12% for BAI, WPFW, and KPFT, 12% for KPFA and
National Office. Yeah, those are pretty average health insurance increases in the
state. That's the increase, right? Okay, so those are correct. I didn't notice those on other budgets, but okay. And the other question I had, which is, I don't know if it's going to be on the budget. I know that the archives unit is selling a curriculum with material, and I wonder where that is listed under income. Is that sales to others? If anybody knows, the curriculum sales. That would be under budget line 13. So those are my two questions. So those are the answer on the medical.
I'm guessing that's a small piece of that, Ken, and I don't know for sure the answer, so we'll have to get it. But I don't think that, I think that what that is that what that sales is, both to Pacifica stations and to others, is when they are sold to stations to use as premiums, and so they're sold at a very low cost.
Okay, so my question.
That's not the donations that come in. I think that what you're talking about would be under the listener support, and that's when people pledge for the the school or the school packages that they pledge. I believe it's $150. I can't remember. I pledged it last year, and send one to a school or a prison or wherever you designate, and you get a copy for your contribution. It's not really a sale. It's part of their fund drive.
Okay, well, my question's outstanding then. I'm talking about something different, which is the courses, the curriculum that was prepared by Lamont Yakey that's been distributed to colleges where they have to listen to archive recordings. It's a course with CD.
Oh, I'm not sure what the deal is with that, Ken.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I think I was next on the stack. So looking at this budget, it's obviously, you know, very tight. I hear Arlene on it looks likely that there's a grant that will provide conditional support. So I have a sort of a two-part question. The first question is whether you have a timeline on when you'll know for sure about the receipt of that grant. And then the second question is, right now we're sort of projecting in terms of, you know, the division's revenue, about a $190,000 gap between revenue and expenses, with the difference, of course, made up by the 2.5% central services fee. It looks to me like we're projecting 100% payment of central services in terms of the archives fee. And that is pretty much how we're balancing this budget. So the question that I would have is, I think that that's what we should be able to project, but it hasn't been 100% consistent over the past couple of years. So I guess I would ask, how realistic is that, and do we need to provide a little bit more of a cushion or space between the most positive outlook in terms of central service payments and what we think realistically might happen. In other words, it worries me to see a $40,000 net income projection with 100% payment of central services from all stations.
Point of information, could you tell us the tab and the line number?
Yeah. Total revenue for 2012 is projected. I'm in the tab called Budget FY 2012. Uh-huh. Total revenue is 20AB. Total expenses is 27AB. And then central service projections are in 30 to 34AB for fiscal 2012.
Thank you.
So I don't know. Like I said, these may be better put forward to the CFO.
I can tell you that we're not making 100% this year free station. We're giving every priority we can to getting the money to the archives.
Right.
They're such an important part of our mission, but it does take money to keep things going. In terms of the grant, your question, I can't give you the answer specifically, but I can tell you that it's a ways down the road. I'm not even positive that the funding on this particular grant will impact much on this fiscal year. It's definitely not part of this calendar year, and if it's part of this fiscal year, it's more like going towards summer, I believe.
Okay.
I mean, by this fiscal year, I mean 2012.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, then I have some concerns about the way this budget is structured at this point. But mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going back to Campbell.
Thank you. My next thing was going to be a follow-up in regard to the other points, and that you know, where we have curricula. Experience, something that we can stick in a, put together, assemble in a statement of capabilities that would include curricula. I think that that would be very valuable, especially as it may relate to particular opportunities for District of Columbia. And I think that there's a source of several hundred thousand dollars that may be available, not the whole piece, but certainly a chunk of it could be available to be, you know, where PRA could assemble some curriculum materials from its resources that might relate to District of Columbia. And, you know, I'm just saying that if we have these kind of profiles of information, statements, the capabilities and whatnot, where this is something that could be taken to or discussed with a decision maker in a prospective source, then I think we're, you know, in a ballpark where we can talk about something that'll make some sense insofar as being able to get some explicit parameters for a grant and maybe a non-competitive grant. You know, that's the kind of thing I think that we would be well suited for, certainly with regard to the specificness of PRA's, you know, range of engagement. And if we had this other information, I know a couple sources that I think we could be competitive in. In fact, maybe more than competitive, we'd have to be like sole source for providing some very important information, and there may be other jurisdictions that would be similarly situated as well. So how would we be able to get that ball rolling, Arlene?
Well, first of all, I'll get some more information on what's going on, and I'll go over this with Brian and Addie on Thursday. I'm having breakfast and meeting with them Thursday morning.
Okay. And yeah, if you know, I know I'm discussing very generally now, and I don't want to get more explicit on this call, but I think that we can really have some tremendous opportunities that, you know, we would be the sole source competitor for. Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Yeah, Tracy. The other thing that's happening that I might mention, and I don't believe it's covered in this budget, and I believe that BAI is getting somebody to fund this, but the archives, I think it's Brian Addy and maybe one other person are going out to New York to go through many, many boxes of tapes that have been, I mean, I don't know whether I should say just been discovered or at least just been talked about. And New York was talking about trying to get someone to archive them, and I said, wait a minute, wait a minute, we've got an archive unit. And so they actually are coming up with the funding to bring Brian and enough staff out, and they've got, I think, two interns and a professor coming in from NYU that Brian lined up to help with this.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's exciting. Okay.
So that's at the end of this month.
Okay. I think I heard Bruce Wolf on the stack.
Yeah, I'm on the stack.
Okay. Is there anybody
ahead.
Else on the stack? Okay, Bruce.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I had just to get back to the budget that's being presented to us. I noticed at first it seemed like that the income, especially the listener support number, was a lot higher than what was in the 2011 budget that was submitted. But then when I look at the year to date for 2011, it does look like that's not an unreasonable number based on how much the PRA has taken in so far.
We're also adding one day to their fund drive because we realize that we're coming up short this year because of what happened with that grant and the fact that we'd already begun to fund some pieces.
I was just thinking, in other words, I mean, it seemed like what was projected for listener support last year in the budget was $185,000. But I think if I just looked at the through May, they're, I just had it in front of me, looks like they so far, listener support, well, it's 220. But they're, anyway, depending on how things go, they're on their way to, but, so hopefully that's a good number, the 300,000 for listener support. And I guess that makes up for the loss of the grant money that had been there before. The only thing that, you know, I would have a question about, and I don't know if anyone here, you know, there's anyone to answer here, that's under personnel costs. So it looks like the personnel costs have gone up quite a bit.
They have gone up. We picked up 3 part-time people as part of that grant that we thought was funded. And they're absolutely excellent. They're professionals, and they're working at a greatly reduced rate because they're excited about the work. And so we went ahead and cut back on one, I believe, but we've decided that we're going to try everything to hold the other two because these are the kind of help that you don't often have come into your lap.
Yeah. And then the last thing I would say is on the issue of the central services, I understand, you know, the reality is how uncertain that can be as to whether they're all really paid, especially paid on time. I know how that is, you know, with our station making our payments. But it does seem, I don't know, it seems legitimate to me for the PRA to presume that the monies will be paid, you know, in the same way that if it was, say, a CPB grant and we were told that a certain amount of money was going to be coming in and then later, like what happened this year, that we find out that, in fact, it's going to be reduced. But, it seems like a reasonable thing to do to say this is what the share of, unless they're overestimating, but if their estimates are good estimates for central services, and it seems to me they should be allowed to do that. It's up to us at our stations to make sure we're paying. So that's my thoughts on that.
It's Bill.
Yes, Bill?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Bruce. I mean, I'm concerned about the central service payments, but I see it as sort of like, you know, are we going to pay the electricity bill or not? I think it's, we should for sure try everything we can to make sure they get paid, and the central services payments pay for insurance and all kinds of things, not just PRA. And I'm hoping with the new GMs that we can get serious about doing what's needed at each of the stations so that we can pay those central services fees in
full. And one of the things that we have done is that with some of the, in some cases where stations aren't making their full central service payments, we've managed to give priority to their portion that goes to PRA.
Okay, well, if that's something conscious that we're doing, then that's important to know, and we can take that into account. All right, any other stacks of questions or comments about the archives draft budget?
Okay, the questions that I've got that you want me to come back with answers to include, when will the grant be awarded? You know, when will you find out if it's awarded, and when will you start to get funding? What kind of income are you getting from curriculum, and is it possible to expand that? And then over the 100% central service assumption. Were there other questions you wanted me to make sure I got answers to?
There was a request to do this budget with 210 and 211 year-to-date on it, so we have some point of reference.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to have the FY11 actuals to date and the 2010 actuals just to do some.
Well, the audited is
audited
good.
2010. Yeah. And 2011 to date. Yeah.
Just, okay. The recently approved state budget reduces CSU funding by 600.
Okay. Don't ask me.
Should we get any of that money?
I don't know why Mark Miracle came to visit us. I have no idea. Okay. So, all right. So I think that what we have here is a first take on a budget. We don't have something that we're going to act on tonight. I would add to the question, so while I don't want to be sort of the Grim Reaper here, and I agree that we should be striving for 100% central services. It's possible that a something like
a 60% central services cushion in terms of the assumptions might make me feel a bit less frightened by the budget that's being presented. The surplus is small, the net income, and I worry about the capacity to meet the obligations. I'm just kind of putting that out. In other words, I'd be happier with a $60,000 surplus because then I would feel there was a little more coping ability in the budget to deal with delayed payments, if that's what were to happen. And I feel like this budget doesn't provide an awful lot of room for that. So having said that, okay, well, I think that we are not going to be able to act on this budget. Does anyone feel differently? I don't think so, based on what I've heard. Okay, so we will revisit it on July 26th.
Madam Chair?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was wondering, Arlene, if I didn't hear that you had included in the questions that you were going to come back to us with the meeting with Brian and looking at the profiles that we might have for curriculum development or what we've done in that regard.
I did have that on my list.
Or a statement of statement of capabilities.
She said that.
Okay. Thank you.
Arlene, is it possible or do you think that we should consider, and I will leave this up to you in terms of getting the answers to these questions, obviously, Lavarne will be able to present somewhat on the way that the budget came about. Should I set up having Brian DeShazer visit us, or do you feel like the two of you will be able to represent?
Let me check that out. I'll check it out. I'll talk to Brian, and I'll talk to Lavarne.
Okay. All right. So with that,
quick question, Tracy?
Yes?
Bruce, now, based on what we just said and the list of questions that Arlene has made note of and so forth, am I understanding right that these are the things that we need to get clarified and get the, you know, the side-by-side comparisons, and then we could be ready to approve this budget? Is that worse? Okay. That's what we're saying, right? So,
yep.
So we just need to fulfill those things. Then this budget will be okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the intent of what I'm saying.
Okay.
So my hope is that we would attend to that on July 26th, and I am going to ask Arlene and Lavarne to do everything possible to make sure these answers can be fully provided on the 26th as requested. And if that means that Brian needs to join the call, then he should. If that's not necessary in order to get these questions comprehensively answered, then that's fine. Okay. Any last shots in terms of stuff people want to have in place by the 26th in order to deal with this budget? Okay. Then we're just going to go on to budget updates from each of the treasurers or the ranking PNB members, if they have them as well. Let's start with WBAI and work our way around the nation. Paul?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Okay, I've got these. I have to write these things down as we do them, but... Oh, we're on approve or modify... No, not the ARCA. I have credit card questions is next.
We can just barely hear you.
I have credit card questions is next. Is that...
You're on the agenda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Just put one in front of my face. That's correct. We are up to item three. Item three is a discussion regarding credit card processing fees and how we're handling those at all of the stations. Bill Crozier brought it up, so I'm going to let him motivate the conversation.
Okay. And it's also bank fees, not just credit card fees. I'm not sure what all the bank fees are, but we at our local finance committee meeting we had last week, we're looking over the budget, and the question came up is you know, have we really shopped around to make sure we're getting the lowest fees possible? Some of the things related to credit card, like at KPFT, for example, we have a little less than $1 million projected next year for listener support, about $950,000. And we have, this is line 6576 in the budget. So probably similar percentage, I guess, at all the stations. I'm not sure. But credit card DISC fee of $21,743. So I assume that's the, what we pay for processing the, you know, the credit cards. A related question was the new, what is it called, the new fee that the debit cards, debit card fees are going to be changing, and I'm not sure how much that would affect our budgets. Should we make a change because of that? And then separately from that, up in administrative expenses, we have bank charges of roughly the same amount, almost exactly the same amount. And that seemed high to some of the people, so I'm not sure if those figures are reasonable. If I don't know what we're paying for, since we have money in the bank and they're earning, they have all that float, they can earn interest on our money, and so I'm not sure what we're paying for that. That was one of the questions that came up.
I've got some partial answers.
So go ahead.
Okay. We're in the process of meeting with all of the banks that we deal with, and one of the issues or one of the questions that I saw in your email today, Bill, was that you thought everybody was dealing with one bank, and that's not true at this point. We're actually dealing with at least four banks at this point. I think we have about equal amounts, at least in terms of numbers of accounts, in Bank of America and Wells Fargo. And then in New York, we have mainly Chase Manhattan. And in D.C., we also have one local bank. So we're dealing with at least four different banks. There's some question as to whether we can save some money by getting everything into one bank. And we're in the process of investigating that. The one that we've looked at the most extensively at this point is Los Angeles. And what we uncovered is that most of what we're doing there is probably about as efficient as it could be, and it's with Bank of America. There were two where we were paying for, I can't tell you what service, but for a service that we really don't need on the account. That she's recommended that we change, and we're going to change those to a little different kind of service. It'll save us, I think we came up with somewhere in the vicinity of $200 to $400 a month between the two accounts. Not a huge amount, but a significant. Credit card fees, I'm not sure that we've actually investigated at this point, and that was a very good point, and we need to check into that. And I will admit that I was not familiar with the reason that so many of them are asking for the security code is that they get a lower rate that way. So I definitely intend to follow up on that and begin to check that out. I really don't know the answers on the debit cards, but that's something else we have to find out. We're also in the process, since we're talking about banking, of getting copies of all of our signature cards. And that's not as easy as it sounds. They don't like to release those copies, so we're having to go through a few hoops, but I want to make sure that every account is kosher in terms of the signatures that we've got on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So I guess we'll hopefully get some more answers within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll continue to agenda this item for the upcoming meeting as well. Any comments or further questions? Okay. Then we will move on to our budget status update item. That will start with New York and our Paul Martin.
Okay. Had another Finance Committee meeting since the last National Finance Committee meeting, and we continue to be going over it. And
about the report. I plan to give something of an update to the LSB at its meeting tomorrow. And again, we are aiming to go to the August 10th WBAI LSB meeting. We're aiming to have that one be the one where we approve a budget. We have meetings, basically we have weekly meetings of the Finance Committee up to that time. So that's what we're doing.
Point of personal privilege, could we ask, there's RPM, can you speak louder, please?
How's this?
Oh, good.
Barely better.
That's better. Okay. Well, okay. I don't hear Tracy, but...
Tracy is struggling with a migraine headache and doesn't need noises like that. But anyway. Okay. So, Paul, are you finished, or...?
Yeah, that's basically it. We're we continue to go over it. We're continuing to go over it. We're meeting weekly on it.
Yeah. All right.
Hello.
I'm here, so I can because there's...
Can't hear you, Tracy.
Yeah, something's really...
I had a question for Paul. This bill.
Okay, well then we won't move on to Washington's bill.
So when do you think you'll be able to get your LSB to approve, Paul? I didn't understand if you said that.
August 10th. We have a meeting on August 10th.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're aiming for.
Okay.
Okay, so we will probably at the next meeting have to go through a waiver process for BA. No. August 11th was the date. So, okay. They're good. By one day. okay. So moving on to WPFW, we'll start with Bruce.
Yeah, okay. Basically, where we're at right now is, you know, the problem with the template sales has been solved. So our business manager has been able to move along. And, of course, we got the personnel information downloaded from, you know, Efren at the national office. Robert, our business manager, has got expense figures that he can put in. Our development director, Tiffany Jordan, is right now working on the revenue part of the package and, you know, specifically making sure that she is putting in all the backup information. We noticed that there's a lot more information being asked for this time around. So, in other words, so that we're not going to just state a number for what we expect to raise, say, like an event or something, but we're going to back it up. Now, I just spoke with our business manager today, and what our general manager is out of town this week, but what they're hoping is to have like a three-day session, our business manager, general manager, and development director next week to basically, you know, put the budget together, you know, populate all the cells and put all the, you know, the figures in. We know we've got an issue of how we're going to balance this budget given the cost of relocation and so forth, but it's still our objective to try and produce a balanced budget. What our general manager right now is looking at is, you know, making reasonable revenue projections that are higher than what we did this year based on, you know, changes we hope are going to be taking place in programming and in planning for our on-air fundraising and to increase the amount of revenue from community events and that, you know, other off-air events. Now, that still has to be established. And I will be sitting in with them and, you know, we'll see what we come up with. But our hope is to have the budget put together next week, and of course we already have a day reserved for the LSB of August 3rd. That's when we're going to have our special budget review meeting, and we'll present the budget to the LSB. And so that's where we stand right now.
Ken, with a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we go to questions, I'm just going to ask Campbell if he has anything to add.
Yes, I would add this, that I think one of the very valuable things that is taking place, and the PMB had decided on this last time around, was looking at having a four-day meeting here in D.C. at the end of September. And what that can do is to help us raise the visibility of both the network as well as the station being here in D.C. I think that this will give us a lot of positive leverage insofar as, two general areas. One, it would be with regard to our major donor efforts. And I think that if we can somehow catch up with our with the chair of that committee, who's opening two more restaurants now, I understand, then we're going to be in, I think, pretty good shape. Plus which, this will give us the kind of exposure in the progressive community throughout the NGOs and other entities around here that will help us with regard to fundraising efforts early, or let's say, throughout the remainder of this fiscal year into early next year, that will give us some cushion insofar as relocation.
Okay, now we go to questions. I believe Bill had one.
Well, yeah, I would just I'll probably ask this for anybody that's projecting increased revenue, is just make sure that you have some more specifics for us when you get the budget about why you think the revenue will be higher.
Yeah, right. Can I say something, Bill?
We've gotten into trouble in the past by not looking critically enough at that sort of thing.
Right. If I could just say something, you're absolutely right, and we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, because there's from past practice, we know what we've been setting our goals at and achieving. But we also know that we have been underachieving in terms of how much money we're raising. So we want to set higher goals for ourselves, not just because the revenue is needed, but because we need to press ourselves harder. And, for instance, in our September on-air drive, we are setting our on-air goal for $500,000, which is about $150,000 higher than we did last year. And I couldn't tell you right now, oh yeah, we're definitely going to make it. But we know that we should be able to make that number, and we feel we need to press and push ourselves to do that. And it's probably going to be like that for all our, the other two on-air drives in the course of the year. But when we present the budget, yes, we have to be prepared to defend, what we're doing. So we'll just, that's part of what we're going to be discussing in the next, week and a half, and we'll see what happens. But I just want you to know, though, the direction we're going. Because we have to do better at raising revenue. You can't just be content with getting by.
Okay, violent paper flipping person. See if you can be on mute while violently flipping paper. Okay, thanks a lot, Bruce, and thank you, Campbell. We're going to move on to Texas and KPFT. Jim?
Yeah, we have LSB meeting tomorrow. The budget we're submitting is substantially the same as 2011. I think it's kind of up in the air. It'll be presented. There have been some questions about some of the costs of programming, but I think there's a pretty good a chance that it'll pass tomorrow.
Okay.
Bill, did you want to add anything?
You want to add something?
No, that's about right. Unless anybody has questions.
Okay. Well, I mean, speaking for the Finance Committee, if you pass it tomorrow, please send it over to us ASAP, and then we will be able to review it on the 26th.
We'll do it.
As well as the archives, which would be great. Anybody else on Houston? They're going to win that first budget in contest again.
Is there a prize?
Yep. We're going to have to start coming up with one. I have no idea. But possibly there should be. Okay, that will move us on to KPFK. Kim?
We don't have a budget or draft budget. There you go. Ken, anything to add?
You do have a draft.
I would add the CFO.
That's not a draft budget, Tracy.
Okay, thank you. Are you done?
Yep.
Okay. The CFO provided a budget, but it's not balanced, and we're working on that with the general manager. And we met with him today, and we'll meet with him again before the next finance meeting, I'm sure. Perhaps at that time we'll have a budget, but it seems very challenging. We're going to accommodate contemporary economic climate and our history of donations and our existing budget. But I want to make sure, I want to bring alert to all of the stations. I was apprised of the fact that our union members have a 3% pay increase, and I was unaware of the automated pay increase of Kaiser, but we have to make sure that that's properly included in our salary overheads.
But actually, the Kaiser is not automated. We just, that's a reasonable assumption. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that situation.
Oh, okay.
I don't know for sure yet what it will be.
Okay.
Yeah, the numbers would indicate something between 8 and 12% for most.
Yeah.
You know, so it's anticipated. It's estimated on our part. It's not based on, because in the PRA budget, it was written as if it's going in January. There's no question about it.
They usually tell you in December what the rate of increase will be, at least Kaiser does, and
right.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
And it starts in January.
But I do believe that KBFK is going to be subject to some salary increases due to union contracts, and I imagine that
that's true.
That will pertain to other stations, too, because we have AFTRA, and I believe KBFK.
They're not all the same, Ken.
They're different contracts. Okay.
They're different contracts at each station.
There you go. All right. Well, just be on the lookout. But that's it in terms of KPFK.
But we do need to be sure we look at that at each of the stations that have unions, yes.
Total income we
Other than that, for KPFK, I got through talking about it without saying anything, so I feel I fulfilled my obligation, and we can go on to the next station. But I would say by the next finance meeting, we should have some kind of a draft budget that's presented.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, this is Tracy. I guess I'm going to have to endorse the idea that the Finance Committee will have to have a prize for first budget and last budget.
I think we have an opportunity to get a prize for the last budget submitted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, so and people, it could be like a bogus prize, you know.
Exactly.
An albatross.
So give some thought as to what the proper indication of our sentiments are for first budget in, last budget out. Okay, that brings us to KPFA. So Barbara? Barbara, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, I think we're there. Hi.
Hear me? I'm using a phone I don't usually use, so I have to figure out the buttons. Hang on there. We have more or less completed our, I think, pretty substantial first draft of a balanced budget. We're estimating for the total year income $3,651,519. That's about almost $100,000 more than 2010, projected at the end of 2010. We're looking at total expenses. Where am I? That would bring in a surplus of $138,658, but then after capital items, we'd only have a surplus of $63,158. Now, we had a meeting this afternoon. We're having another one tomorrow evening, giving LSB members a chance to come into the station, meet with the business manager, who can answer a lot of questions about this. This afternoon's meeting, there was quite a discussion with one of our tech consultant who is working on the website, health and maintenance and improvement, and he's also working in both of these tasks with Michael Yoshida on the new phone system. I left that meeting and didn't hear the last of what they talked about, but there are a lot of people very interested in those two elements. And I think the most important thing I could report to this group tonight is that you will all find out when the budget gets distributed to you that we've made our first draft pass here with something we've requested in the past, and we're requesting again, so we've included it in the budget, a reduced 1% central services to compensate KPFA for some portion of what would be rental for the Pacifica National office. In other words, we would like to pay 16% central services for the national office and continue to pay 2.5% for PRA. I can give you some figures about what the difference it would be if we were, you know, continuing to be assessed at 19.5%, or go to the 18.5% if you want to hear about that.
Okay. I will call on myself as the PNB member from KPFA next, and then we can kind of go to questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm really glad to hear that we're submitting a sort of a balanced draft or close to balance. That's good
mm-hmm.
to hear. And I haven't looked it over in detail yet, and I will try to get to the station for the Wednesday night meeting. Because I couldn't do Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the day. So I'll try to catch up Wednesday. So that said, I haven't really looked at it. The Finance Committee is... It's not a humongous amount of money, and it doesn't break the bank either way. The Finance Committee did not approve that request last year. I don't know what the Finance Committee will do with it this
year. We're hoping the groundswell during the year is going to change the outlook there.
Yeah, I wouldn't entirely bet on that because it was pretty thoroughly discussed last year. But that said, it doesn't sound like the budget will fail to work with or without it, given the amount of money involved and the surplus that you're currently working with, so that's good.
The surplus that I read off to you, though, is with using the 18.5% calculation. And by the way, aside from just mentioning that it had been, you know, requested that we have this change before, I would like to make a point about just basic fairness is, I think, the real issue.
Barbara, we're not advocating for the budget at this point.
Okay, that's my short advocation.
Okay, but we're not doing that.
Okay.
It's not been presented to this committee in its formal sense.
All right.
We're not doing that yet. Okay. As I said, if we get a budget contingent on a condition that we turned down last year, we'll have to deal with that on the NFC finance level, and presumably we will. We'll see. Okay. Are there any other questions, concerns about the KPFA budget based on what people have heard?
Bill?
Bill? Go.
So
just to clarify, Barbara, the 1% decrease you're requesting in central services, that's for the national office?
Yes.
Because the posting in the national office? Okay. Well, I guess I'd like to see the national office budget then before we finalize the KPFA budget, because the national office obviously has expenses they have to pay for. It has to come from somewhere. So if you're projecting less, will we need to pay, will the other stations need to pay more? That's what I'm wondering. Because we keep not funding the national office adequately, and we have all these debts that we're not able to pay because of that. So I understand where you're coming from. I just want to make sure we have a solution that works for the national office.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, Ken, you're next.
Barbara, the increased income you're anticipating was about $200,000. Is that correct?
$100,000.
Oh, and why do you? What was the justification for anticipating?
Well, you know, I think you probably go through the same complicated procedure that we did, and our business manager worked with the subscriptions manager and the data manager and looked over all of the figures, and I personally was not directly involved with all that figuring, but I trust these folks. They spent a lot of time on it.
Okay. So well, you don't know what it was, but it was an analysis.
I'll make a comment, which is that KPFA is ahead on it. You know, despite rumors to the contrary, KPFA is ahead on its listener revenue over what was projected in the 2011 budget, and I presume that mostly what they're doing is assuming that that level of support will continue.
I think you're right.
Right. Okay, that's correct. There was a report distributed called the Net Income on May 31st that showed you were over budget on their revenues. Actually, on your net. Your net income and loss is about $70,000 at that point. Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Anybody else want to?
Could I answer Bill's comment he made about what the national office, you know, being short of funds? And
yeah,
this,
why not?
You know, we've all heard these things. And however, in our last meeting, I believe it was the last meeting when Laverne announced that they had the funds to pay off the $100,000 line of credit. So I think somehow the income must be coming in at a higher rate enough that maybe they're not going to be so strapped as, you know, they've been telling us.
We still owe Democracy Now! $600,000.
Still owe. Okay, Arlene.
And we still owe Free Speech Radio News some money from last year, but we were trying hard to also be fair to KPFA.
Yeah.
That if
we appreciate that.
That was one of the things that you had requested.
Yes.
He felt it was a reasonable request if we could possibly accomplish it.
Right, and also in light of the fact that while the line of credit was sitting there, so much of the money that went to you was actually being spent on the interest and the loan fees for that thing.
Oh, we didn't want to continue that.
No, that's not a good way to spend our money. So, okay, that's my little insertion.
All right. Okay, that completes our budget tour of Pacifica Land. I believe that probably, unless there are any other items anyone wants to bring up at the last minute, would complete our open session. We do have a brief closed session scheduled to address exactly one item that I anticipate will be about 15 minutes long. Is there anything that anybody would like to bring up at this point, or would someone introduce a motion to adjourn the open session?
So moved.
Any objections? Okay, we will reconvene in closed session in 5 minutes.
I'm going to read.